You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Certainly, she was speaking to America last night in her speech at the Democratic National Convention. She was also speaking to delegates at the convention. But in many sense, the fortunes of the Democratic Party depend on what the reaction was among those Hillary Clinton supporters who are least likely to support Barack Obama, the hardcore holdouts, shall we call them. There are other names for them. And Chicago Public Radio's Ben Calhoun is covering the conventions for The Takeaway. And he watched the speech last night by Hillary Clinton at the epicenter for the Clinton holdouts. And he joins us now. Ben, what names did these holdouts have for themselves? And how tough is it to convince them to move away from Hillary and towards Barack Obama?
Well, they're going by the acronym PUMA. They're PUMAs, and it stands for – it was originally a thing that a blogger came up with, and it stood for Party Unity My Blank.
Ass, right? Okay. Yeah. I have to say it because somehow
– You like saying it.
You don't want to. No, I'm just trying to. blank doesn't work for me, bud. But anyway, go ahead. Go ahead.
I went to – they've got a headquarters here. It's a little bit south and a little bit west of the Capitol.
Are there zillions of these people, or is it just like seven or eight ladies?
There's quite a few. I would put the numbers in, you know, maybe 100, couple hundred here. But they plan things like marches and they blog and they're doing it all out of this house. And I wanted to go there to watch the speech because, you know, just thinking about it seems like they're running out of a little, you know, rhetorical real estate, because the more Hillary Clinton, their leader, who they, you know, are loyal to, tells them to do this, and the less they do it, you know, it seems like a contradiction. So this is I went there last night, and this is one woman who I talked to. Her name is Ginny Romer, and I asked her whether Hillary Clinton could say anything last night that would change her mind.
You don't select a less experienced, younger, more charismatic man over the much more experienced, deserving, better leader woman and have the rest of us fall in line. I have to take a stand. I'm not going to vote for him. So I'm a PUMA.
Is there anything that she could say tonight that would change your mind?
I can't think of it.
Well, Ben, I mean, are these women posturing for you? Or, I mean, are they throwing down the gauntlet? I mean, what is the point of staying so firmly in the Hillary Clinton camp at this point?
You know, I think that it's a combination of hurt and angry. That was really sort of the thread that tied everybody together. And they had their different reasons, their different experiences with the primary election, but that was sort of the binding element.
Well, then what did they make of you going in there and poking at their open wounds?
You know, they want to be heard is actually part of it. So they were glad that I was there. I didn't talk to a single person last night who refused to be interviewed.
Well, let's hear some more of the exchanges that you had, because, I mean, it seems to me some of them actually thought you were an emissary from, you know, the evildoers in some of your questions.
Yeah. So there was this woman. She wouldn't give me her real name, but she goes by her YouTube handle of Beethoven Queen. So she watched the speech, and I went to her afterwards, and I asked her whether or not she had been at all swayed.
Her comments about Barack Obama really just they just roll off me.
Do you think that she means it when she urges people to vote for him?
I think that's a really weird question, because that question is questioning her sincerity. Like, is she being a fake or is she being a fraud? It's kind of like you're asking me that. And I think that you have to give Hillary enough respect that when she says things, you just have to believe that she means it.
So does it affect you that she means it, that she wants people to vote for Barack Obama?
You keep kind of coming back to this question, like, can Hillary persuade me to vote for Barack? I think that's your question. No, Hillary can't persuade me to vote for Barack.
Yikes.
And, you know, that was sort of this fork in the road, this rhetorical fork in the road that we kept bumping into as I was talking to people last night. It was like, you know, in order to do what they're doing, you either have to question Hillary Clinton's sincerity, or as a supporter and follower, you have to question her judgment. So I spoke to this other woman. Her name was Ginny Romer. We heard from her a little earlier. And at the end of the night, after the speech, it seemed like she, as opposed to Beethoven Queen, was sort of paused at that fork in the road.
I don't think she said anything positive about Barack Obama. I think she said that if you are a true Democrat, you will vote for the Democrat. That's what she said.
And what do you think about that message?
I have to think about it. That's all I got right now. I'm so sorry. I'm just going to have to think about it.
You seem conflicted.
I am. I'm conflicted because I really admire her. I really admire her. You know, I have to think about it, but I have to tell you, he should have picked her. What's the matter with him? What is the matter with him?
There, of course, you've got someone bitter over Hillary Clinton not being on the ticket. I guess the question is, just as delegates are symbolic of voters out in the country, do you think these sentiments represent a large constituency outside of the convention who still feel this way?
You know, the sense that I've gotten talking to people here, and I've talked to, you know, big Clinton organizers, supporters, and fundraisers from Chicago a lot throughout the election. I've talked to them here. I think that the majority of the Clinton camp has made the move over sort of back into the big tent of the Democratic Party.
So they were successful, but there are still some holdouts. And I guess, you know, that's what the campaign is about from here on out. Ben Calhoun, reporter for Chicago Public Radio and our representative at the convention. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ben.